Today we're beginning Simen Chav Gimel. The title of the Simen is Dinei Tzitzis B'Veis HaKfaras, the halachos of wearing tzitzis in a cemetery. So in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mutter likanis B'Veis HaKfaras V'hu Lavash Tzitzis. A person is permitted to enter a cemetery while wearing tzitzis. V'hu Shelo Yehi Nigrar Al HaKfaras. Provided that the tzitzis strings are not dragging along on top of the graves. Avalim Hu Nigrar Al HaKfaros Asur Mishum Loeg L'Rash. But if the tzitzis strings are going to be dragging over the graves, that is going to be a problem of Loeg L'Rash, of mocking the pauper. In other words, you're making fun of the dead people that they're no longer able to keep mitzvos. When does this apply? That's only back in those days when they used to put tzitzis on their garments, that they would, even their own personal garments. But for us, where we only put tzitzis on for the sake of the mitzvah, not just on our regular clothing, we only wear a begadim of tzitzis. We don't attach it to strings to our regular normal clothing. Then even if they're not dragging along on the floor, you would not be allowed to wear tzitzis into a cemetery. But that's only true if your tzitzis are sticking out, if it's visible. But if your tzitzis are tucked in, so that would be okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Egla Rash, Shanira Kimacharif, Shinu Micholim Lekayim Es HaMitzvos. It's like you're making fun of the dead people by saying that they can no longer fulfill mitzvos. L'Tzorach Atzmam, Shehaya Az Minhag Bigdei HaMasuyim, because back then, typically people would wear four-cornered garments, even for their regular clothing. So if you hid the strings of your talus underneath in your clothing, if you tucked them in, that would be okay. So for your tzitzis, that if you tuck them into your clothing, that's also okay, since they're hidden away. Unless you're not wearing an upper, unless you're not wearing like a shirt, and your tzitzis are your outermost garment where it's visible, even if you tuck the strings, and that would be a problem. We should be machmir when it comes to a talus, even if the strings are concealed, since it's something which is designated for davening. But other achronim think that as long as the strings are hidden away, they're tucked into your band, so that would still be okay. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow.